The Bush administration defended itself today against charges that the president's welfare reform plan seeks to bypass federal minimum wage laws. Critics say language in Mr. Bush's plan would allow states to pay welfare recipients less for work they do that is considered community service. The administration says its proposals will do no such thing. NPR's Emily Harris reports.
When the president released his welfare proposals last week, one sentence raised a big red flag to some advocates. The president wants to increase the proportion of welfare recipients who are doing some kind of work, and his plan spells out types of activities that would count as work, including what's called supervised work experience. But the administration's plan also indicates that such activities might not be covered by laws regulating pay. And that's what has advocates like Mark Cohen of the Welfare Law Center worried.
Very simply, they're doing work. If somebody sweeps the streets, and they sweep the streets in exchange for a paycheck that comes out of the city treasury, or they do it in exchange for a TANF grant that comes out of the city, state, and federal treasury, they're still sweeping the streets. So they ought to be compensated for the work that they perform.
Work is work, Cohen says. But the Bush administration says Cohen's concern simply reflects a misinterpretation of the wording of its plan. Administration officials blame the man running its Office of Family Assistance for publicizing his own unauthorized view of what the White House meant. Today, Health and Human Services Secretary Tommy Thompson issued a statement saying he and President Bush will insist that welfare recipients receive at least minimum wage for the hours they work, including in community service jobs. Kevin Keene is Thompson's spokesperson.
Obviously, that paragraph created some confusion. Today, we came out and were crystal clear about what our position is. And it's a consistent position. It's a position that the administration has always held. It's a position that Secretary held even before he was in this administration. In fact, the focus of this welfare reform package is to help people in minimum wage jobs climb up the job ladder and earn more than minimum wage. That's what we're focusing on in this new round of welfare reform.
But that clarification won't end the debate. Fewer than 10% of welfare recipients now participate in community service jobs, according to the National Conference of State Legislatures. Sherry Steisel is director of the group's Human Services Committee. She says as the economy slows, community service work for welfare recipients may become more important. Steisel does not advocate abandoning the minimum wage, but she says states that pay a low monthly welfare benefit may not be able to give recipients enough hours of service work.
What this probably means is that very few states are going to be able to rely on community work experience. Their welfare payment level is so low that they can't get 24 hours of work per week from a welfare recipient given their level of benefit at the minimum wage of $5.15 an hour.
Welfare advocate Cohen says the administration's willingness to stick up for minimum wage, as reflected in today's statement, is a very positive sign, but he's still watching.
The difficulty is that public pronouncements are not the same as actual legislation. So from my point of view, the public pronouncement is a good sign, but it still has to be translated into bill language that offers the kind of protections that need to be there.
Advocates for the working poor also want specific legislative language that guarantee that other worker protections, like job safety, apply to welfare recipients. Emily Harris, NPR News, Washington.